哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to your brothers and sisters。
感谢主耶稣，在这个今天又是我们一个星期一次的安息圣日。
Thank God, a Sabbath day is once again here with us。
同时今天也是我们一年一度的敬老会。
And at the same time, today is our tribute to the elderly。
是我们能够利用今天这个机会去纪念长辈对我们的恩惠。
Let us then make use of this opportunity and show our love and respect to those who are elderly.
去思考长辈给我们留下的榜样。
And bring to remembrance the example that they have laid out before us.
更是利用这个机会，从圣经上来看这个长辈对我们生命的重要。
At the same time, let us see from the Bible the importance of the elderly in our lives.
所以我们今天呢，要用圣经里的一个长辈来作为我们彼此学习的对象。
Today, then let us learn from an elderly person that we can find in the Bible.
这个人并不是很有名。
This person is not that well known.
但是他非常的重要。
But they are very important.
这个人虽然圣经记载没有很多。
Although this person does not appear in many recordings of the Bible.
但是他的生命活得非常的有价值。
Their lives has a very highly esteemed value.
我们请翻到民数记的第十三章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 13.
民数记第十三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
民数记第十三章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 1.
十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
神晓谕摩西说，你打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地，他们每支派中要打发一人，都是做首领的。第三节。
2 and 3.
摩西就照神的吩咐，从巴兰的旷野打发他们去，他们都是以色列人的族长。我们再看我们看第二十六节。
Let us jump to verse 26.
民数记的第十三章二十六节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 26.
到了巴兰的旷野的加底斯，见摩西、亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西、亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看。二十七节。
27.
你又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地这就是那地的果子。二十八节。
28.
然而那地的居民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大。而且我们在那里看到亚纳族的人。二十九节。
29.
亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边并约旦河旁。三十节。
30.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。好，那这里讲到一个人名叫加勒。
Here there is a person called Caleb.
我们知道说，当以色列人离开埃及进入旷野。
We know when the Israelites departed from Egypt and went into the desert.
他们要到那个神所应许的迦南美地去哦。
They were meant to enter into the promised land of Canaan.
结果他们就到了这个迦南地的附近
It is in this way that they came to the border of Canaan.
但是因为他们从来没有进去过。
But because they have never dwelt in that land.
所以他们就决定我们来先派十二个人进去看一看
Then decided to send forth 12 spies to scout out the land.
所以从每一个支派里面选了一个族长出来。
In this way, they chose a head from each of the tribes.
就十二个人进入迦南去窥探这地。
The 12 went into Canaan to investigate.
这十二个人当中有一个人叫做加勒
From the 12 heads, there was one called Caleb.
这加勒跟其他的人真的是不太一样的。
Caleb was not like the others.
在后来当他们回来以后。
When they came back,
结果他们说这个地真好。
They said this is a wonderful land.
这个地很肥沃。
How fertile it is.
但是这个地上的住的人非常的强大。
However, the people who dwell on this land are very mighty and strong.
他说我们在这里看到亚纳族人
They said, let us see the people from Anna who dwell there.
什么是亚纳族
？What are the descendants of Anna?
亚纳族就是巨人族
They are giants.
所以那回来的很多人就非常的害怕
So among those who return many were fearful.
但是在大家都害怕的时候啊。
But when people were in this fear.
你看这三十节加勒说了一句话。
In chapter 30, let us see what Caleb said.
加勒说啊，我们立刻上去攻击这地吧。
Let us go up at once and take possession.
我们一定可以得胜的。
For we shall overcome.
这个就是年轻时候的加勒啊。
This is Caleb in his youth.
其实也没有很年轻啦。
Actually, he was not that young.
这个时候他四十岁，四十岁的加勒。
40 years old at the time.
但是四十岁的加勒啊，看到迦南地之后。
But when he saw the land of Canaan.
他说，哇，这个地是神所应许给我们的。
At age 40, he said, this is a promised land of God.
所以啊，我们可以把它得为业。
Therefore, we can gather as our inheritance.
虽然其他的人啊，都反对哦。
Although the people were opposed to his idea.
只有两个人啊，说赞成的。
Only two in all were for it.
一个就是加勒，
One was Caleb.
另外一个就是很有名的约书亚。
The other is a well-known Joshua.
所以啊，到最后啊，只有十二个探子里面，只有这两个人啊，信靠神。
So in the end, only two of the spies relied on God.
也只有这两个啊，最后可以得进迦南。
And only the two, in the end, entered the land of Canaan.
所以我们看到这个加勒啊，从年轻的时候啊，就对神非常有信心啊。
So we see that from a young age, Caleb had great reliance on God.
他所看到，他一样看见的问题。
He saw the problem.
他一样面对的困难。
And he also saw the trouble.
这十二个探子通通进到迦南地了。
The 12 of the spies went into Canaan.
这十二个探子通通看到巨人族了。
All 12 spies saw the giants of Anak.
但是面对一样的环境，却有不同的反应啊。
But to the same reality, they have different reactions.
十个人看到困难就退缩了。
10 of them decided to shrink against adversity.
但是有两个人看到困难更懂得依靠神。
Nonetheless, other two were able to rely even more on God in the face of difficulty.
这个就是加勒。
This is Caleb.
从年轻就是一个信仰的榜样。
Who from a young age was an example in the faith.
但是如果我们继续往下看啊。
If we continue reading.
我们会发觉啊，加勒跟约书亚这两个唯一剩下来的两个人啊，探子哈，两个探子非常的不同啊。
We discovered that Caleb and Joshua had very different outcomes in the end.
他们两个人都是族长啊。
Both of them were tribal leaders.
他们两个都信靠神。
Both of them relied on God.
他们两个都进了迦南。
And both of them entered into the land of Canaan.
他们两个都报好消息。
Both of them reported the good tidings.
但是如果你继续往下看。
But if we continue reading.
你会发觉说这两个人后来啊，他们圣经的记载非常的不同。
We discovered that they took very different paths along the way.
接下来呢，圣经是以约书亚来作为记载的主要对象啊。
Because what follows in the recording of the history of the Israelites has Joshua as the main character.
约书亚后来被记录啊，成为摩西的继承人。
Joshua is recorded as being the one who received the duty from Moses.
约书亚是后来被记录啊，成为以色列两百万百姓的领袖。
And he is considered to be the leader of the 2 million Israelites.
约书亚后来被记啊，是约书亚记里面征战迦南的主角。
Joshua is the main character in the battles recorded in the book of Joshua.
约书亚到最后啊，甚至有一卷书，圣经里一卷书叫做约书亚记啊。
And from this we can see that there is one of the books of the Bible named after him.
但是呢，我们看看加勒呢。
How about Caleb then?
加勒其实没有什么记载啊。
In the Bible, we don't see his name that much.
其实圣经里面对他记载非常的少。
Actually, it's very rare to see things recorded about him.
圣经里面你也找不到一卷书叫做加勒书啊。
And we do not know any book called Caleb.
所以啊，从人的角度上来看啊。
So from the point of view of humans.
这是非常不公平的。
This is a great unfairness.
从人的角度上来看啊。
From the point of view of man.
加勒好像被神忘记了。
Caleb seems to have been forgotten by God.
从人的角度上来看啊。
From man's point of view.
加勒怎么没有什么名气呢？
Why is it that Caleb has no fame?
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
但是在这里啊，圣经上告诉我们哦。
But here the Bible tells us this.
虽然啊，很多人没有记住加勒啊。
Although many people did not hold Caleb in their minds.
虽然后代的人啊，没有像对约书亚一样的这么熟悉加勒啊。
Although those who came later were not as well acquainted with Caleb as with Joshua.
但是啊，人没有记住啊，但是神记住了。
Although men did not take Caleb into notice, God certainly didn't forget him.
我们来看回来民数记。
Let us return to Numbers.
民数记的第十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
民数记第十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
第二十三节
Verse 23
二十二节啊
22
民数记的第十四章的二十二节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 22.
啊，这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及在旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。第二十三节。
23.
啊，他们断不得看见我向他们祖宗所起誓应许之地。凡藐视我的，一个都不得看见。二十四节。
24.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。好，那这个是啊，在这个是神对加勒的一个判断哦。
This is the judgment that God passes on Caleb.
那你会发觉很奇怪哦。
And now you think this is strange.
啊，在这整件事情发生以后啊
，After the whole event occurred,
神赞赏的是谁
？Who did God praise?
神说啊，唯独我的仆人加勒啊。
Verse 24 says, "But my servant Caleb."
这里没有讲约书亚哦。
There is no mention of Joshua.
他是以加勒为第一优先，先讲加勒啊。
But Caleb, stands in the first place.
他先赞美加勒。
He's the first one to be
praised by God. 因为加勒有另一个不同的心智啊。
Because he has a different spirit in him.
所以啊，虽然啊，我们都只知道我们所熟悉的是约书亚。
Although all of us are more familiar with Joshua.
虽然约书亚好像是在镁光灯，在大家目光焦点、掌声之中。
Although Joshua is at the focal point and at the spotlight of everyone.
啊，但是从神来看
，from God's point of view.
我的仆人加勒另有一个心智哦。
My servant Caleb has a different spirit.
所以我们今天从加勒这里学到一个榜样啊。
So from Caleb, this is what we can learn today.
这个人的掌声、人的赞美、人目光的焦点都是非常暂时的。
The applause and the acclaim of man is only temporary.
也不是我们今天服侍神、追求信仰的目的啊。
And it's not the objective of our servitude today either.
我们要追求的是什么
？What is it that we pursue?
人记不记得我们没有关系啊。
Whether others remember us is not important.
一定要被神所记得啊。
Be remembered by God.
让神称赞我们。
Let us be praised by God.
让神看见我们有一个不一样的心智。
Let us God see that we have different spirit in us.
啊，让我们成为神的仆人。
And so we become servants of God.
啊，这样的生活才有价值。
This is a valuable life.
啊，这样的付出啊，这样的努力啊，才有它的价值。
And this effort has its value as well.
哦，所以虽然啊，加勒啊不是很有名气啊。
Although Caleb is not that well known.
哦，但是你没有在圣经当中，你没有看到他抱怨过啊。
In the Bible, you don't see him complain about anything.
默默的做。
He works silently.
努力的做。
He works and makes an effort.
有人看见他做。
People see him work.
啊，没有人看见他一样的默默的，一样的做。
Or people don't see him work. To him, it's the same.
啊，这是一个真正工人的榜样。
This is a true example of a worker of God.
也是我们可以学习的对象。
And it's also someone we can learn after.
为什么圣经当中啊，主耶稣对那个法利赛人啊特别讨厌啊
？Why is it that Jesus is especially meticulous about the Pharisees.
所以你看那个圣经里面啊，讲法利赛人的行为哦。
When we talk about the Pharisees from the point of view of the Bible.
其实法利赛人的行为不错的。
We can see that they are not that bad actually.
可能比我们每个人都好多啦。
Maybe better on us than us all.
常常进食
and because they fast all the time,
常常祷告
they pray constantly,
生活很注意
and their lives are very stringent,
奉献照时间啊，照该奉献的通通都奉献啊
they offer everything that they should in due time,
啊，奇怪一个行为这么优良的人
so why is it that a person with such good deeds,
为什么耶稣不喜欢他们
cannot find God's acceptance.
一个表现这么好的人
for a person who acts out so well.
为什么耶稣常常责备他们
Why is it that they are rebuked by Jesus all the time?
因为耶稣说哈
Because Jesus says,
耶稣说啊，你们所做的这一切啊，只是期望得到人的掌声啊。
That all you do is for the applause.Man.
所以当有人在看你的时候
so when people are watching,
哇你表现得特别属灵
then you act as if you're very spiritual,
特别圣洁
very holy,
哇圣经拿着站在路口
and you hold on to your Bible and stand at the crossroads,
啊大家看我吧看我吧我在祷告我在读经啊
wanting everyone to see you pray and read the Bible,
啊但是当人家当没有人看见的时候
but when people turn back,
啊你就变成一个完全不一样的人啊
you turn into a different person,、
哦、所以主耶稣非常不喜欢这样子的人
This is what Jesus doesn't like about them.
因为他们喜欢活在人的目光之下
Because they like to live under the spotlight.
哦，喜欢活在人的掌声之下。
They like the applause of man.
哦，所以我们今天啊，做圣工啊，不要这样子啊。
Today, when we do holy work, we should not be like.
我们今天服侍神要以加勒做榜样。
But rather, we should serve according to the example of Caleb.
多少年来啊，默默的服侍哦。
How many years did he serve in silence?
哦，有时候你想想看，如果你是加勒，如果你是加勒哦。
Now, if you put yourself in Caleb's shoes.
跟约书亚同年纪的，同年纪啊。
And you are same age as Joshua.
约书亚加勒年纪可能比较大一点。
Maybe Caleb is a little more senior.
那这个加勒两个一起都是族长。
And so they are both tribal leaders.
哦，都进迦南去窥探。
They both went into Canaan as spies.
都报好消息。
And they reported good news.
神说：“哎呀，我是神的仆人啊，神的仆人加勒啊。
”And now you are told by God that you are His servant.
啊，这里没有讲约书亚哦。
And there is no mention at all of Joshua.
哦，所以加勒多一分哦。
So Caleb then has appointed his favor.
啊，但是后来呀，选那个领导者的时候
，But then when it comes the time to choose a leader,
哎。怎么没有我
？Then how come it's not me？
怎么去叫那个约书亚
？Why is it that they chose Joshua？
我比较厉害耶。
Am I not better than him？
我比较有信心耶。
Is my faith not stronger than his？
我比约书亚多一分耶。
Do not have a point above Joshua。
如果今天我们是加勒
，If we were Caleb today，
我们面对这种环境、这种状况的时候，会有什么反应
？And we were put under situation， what would be our reaction？
啊，想一想哦，仔细想一想哦。
Let us think about it carefully。
很有可能啊，就报最属灵的哈，我们哈，如果最属灵，我们就抱怨嘛。
And even the most spiritual among us will be complaining。
哎呀，真是不公平啊
！This is very unfair。
没有，这怎么可以这样子呢？我比较好哎。
There's a great injustice because I am better.
啊，所以啊，这个比较属灵的人呢，就抱怨两声就算了啊。
So those who are very spiritual might complain once, twice, and let it go.
啊，比较不属灵的哈。
And those who are not as spiritual,
啊，就是啊，消极抵抗。
Then they will resist passively.
啊，好啊，你约书亚是领袖哈。
If you Joshua want to be the leader,
我是犹大族的族长啊。
I am the leader of the tribe of Judah.
我们犹大族是族大人多啊。
And we in Judah are the mightiest and largest tribe.
你说往东，我说往左边，我就往右边啊。
If you say go east, then I'll go west.
你说去打仗，我就回去睡觉啊。
If you say go out to the battle, I'll go home to sleep.
我就是跟你作对。
I will then rebel and resist.
你要怎样啊？
And what can you do about it?
啊，这个是比较不属灵的哈。
This is what people who are not spiritual
do. 啊，如果是那种完全不属灵的怎么办？
How about those who have no spirituality at all?
分家，分家，分家。
And they will say let's break up.
你约书亚，你带其他人走。
Okay, let's split up. You, Joshua, lead your people.
我犹大族啊，我自己成一派啊。
Then us from the tribe of Judah will go apart.
我也要做老大啊。我为什么要听你的
？I want to be the big boss. Why do I have to listen to you?
仔细想一想啊，如果我们是加勒啊。
So let us think if we were Caleb.
我们大概逃不出这三种其中之一啊。
Then we will certainly fall under one of these three categories.
哦，但是加勒没有哦。
But Caleb did none of this.
加勒面对这样子的环境啊。
When he was faced with this kind of environment.
你在圣经里面没有看过加勒抱怨过一句话啊。
Even we can see that he is complaining under the circumstances.
既然这是神所选出来的领导者
，Even if he's the chosen servant of God.
既然约书亚是神所指派的领导者
，Even if Joshua is the chosen leader.
啊，他就顺服了。
Then he obeyed.
啊，他就跟从了。
He entrusted.
哦，所以啊，这是我们需要学习加勒的第一点。
This is the first point we can learn from Caleb.
啊，不为人知。
Not seeking the applause of men.
不争权。
Not fighting for power.
不彼此嫉妒。
Not being jealous and envious of each other.
所以最后虽然啊，没有什么人看见他。
Although in the end, no one took notice of him.
但是神说。我的仆人加勒
God says, my servant Caleb.
哦，所以希望我们服侍神服侍一辈子之后
So may we, after having served God in our entire life,
当我们最后回到神的面前
As we go back to the presence of God,
啊，神也一样能对我们说
God can likewise tell us,
啊，你是我的仆人
You are my servant.
是有另一个心智的
Because you have different spirit in you.
是可以进来享受那丰厚无比的荣耀的。
Come and enter into my everlasting glory.
好，我们看约书亚记。
Let us turn to Joshua.
约书亚记的十五章。
Joshua chapter 15.
约书亚记十五章。
Joshua chapter 15.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约书亚记的十五章第六节。
Joshua chapter 15 verse 6.
约书亚记十五章第六节。
Joshua chapter 15 verse 6。
那时犹大人来到吉甲见约书亚，有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说：“神在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话，你都知道啦。”第七节。
Seven。
神的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探那地，这地那时我四十岁，我按着心意回报他。第八节。
Eight。
然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从主我的神。第九节。
Nine。
当日摩西启示说：“你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从主我的神。”第十节。
Ten。
自从神对摩西说这话的时候，神照他所应许的使我存活这四十五年。这期间以色列人在旷野中行走，看啊，现今我八十五岁了。十一节。
Eleven。
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样，无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。十二节。
Twelve。
求你将神那日应许我的山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或许神照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。十三节。
Thirteen。
于是约书亚为耶弗尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。十四节。
Fourteen。
所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从主以色列的神。十五节。
Fifteen。
希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴，亚巴是亚纳族最尊大的人，于是国中太平，没有征战了。好，那这里讲的呢是第二段的记载哦。
Chapter 14, we see the second part of the recording.
我们会发觉说啊，这个加勒啊，这个从一段记载跳到另外一段记载啊，相距非常远哦。
And we see that the two recordings are spaced very much apart.
哇，这个从出埃及记啊，从出埃及记
，starting from Exodus，
从民数记
，according to Numbers，
啊，然后到生命记哦。
And then to Deuteronomy.
里面啊，到处都记载着约书亚，约书亚，约书亚。
We see how the recordings of Joshua, Joshua, and Joshua.
啊，但是你发觉啊，加勒啊，都没有啊。
And there is no mention of Caleb.
从四十岁啊，对不起，一跳就跳到八十五岁啦。
So the last recording we saw, he was 40 years old, and now he's suddenly 80.
哦，所以啊，这个圣经里记载啊，年轻啊，壮年呐、啊，啊，再来就是老年呐、啊。
So in the Bible, we see when he is at his youth and then as at his old age.
记载不多啊。
And not much else.
但是在这个不多的记载当中哦。
But among these few recordings about Caleb.
我们看到啊，一个很特殊的状况啊。
There is something very special which we can notice.
就是他说啊，我当初如何，我现今也如何啊。
Which is in the manner I was before, it is the manner I am now.
这个时候他们已经进到迦南地里面了。
Now they have entered into the land of
Canaan. 到处在打仗啊。
They were fighting left and right.
这时候啊，这个加勒就跑来跟约书亚讲了。
Caleb then came to Joshua.
他说：“约书亚，约书亚，你还记得吗？”
Saying Joshua, do you remember?
四十五年前呐，神说这一块地要给我。
45 years ago, God told me that this land shall be mine.
约书亚说：“没有，我没有忘记啊，我知道啊。”
Joshua said, I have not forgotten that, and I know that.
所以啊，这个我们看到的加勒啊，从年轻到年老，有一点很棒的。
For we see that there is something that Caleb held in his young age all the way to his old age.
他对神的应许很清楚。
Which is that he was very clear in regards to the promise of God.
同时，他对神的应许啊，非常的争取啊，非常重视啊。
And he was also very emphatic about obtaining that promise.
45年前神讲的一句话。
And the words that God spoke.Spoke 45 years ago.
45年来从来没有忘记过。
He never forgot them one day.
因为这是神所应许给我的。
Because this is what God promised me.
所以我一定要去得到。
And therefore, I shall I shall obtain it.
我们当神今天给了我们许多的应许啊。
Today as well, we receive many promises from God.
我们有没有重视神给我们的应许
？But do we put due importance on them?
我们有没有努力争取神的应许
？Do we grasp onto them?
我们有没有常常思想神所给我们的应许
？Do we often meditate upon the promises of God?
啊，像加勒这样子啊
，like Caleb did.
45年后啊，一样记得这是神应许我的，我的这一块是我的。
45 years after the fact, he still remembered that that land was to be his.
所以啊他对神的应许是从过去到现在是不改变的。
Therefore, his promises, is remembered by Caleb the same yesterday and today.
是有信心，他的信心是不随着时间改变的。
His faith is not changed with time.
还有另外一点是从来没有改变的。
There is something else that he held constant.
你看在第八节说
Let us see verse 8.
说我专心跟从主我的神。
I made it my heart to follow the Lord my God.
第九节
9.
你专心跟从主我的神。
I follow the Lord my God.
第14节哦
14.
直到今日他专心跟从主以色列的神。
He wholly followed the Lord God of Israel to this day.
在短短一小段里面讲到三次啊。
In this short passage, we see this recurring phrase three times.
里面讲到三次说他专心跟从主我的神。
Which is that he wholly followed the Lord God.
三个都是不同人讲的哦。
But the three phrases are spoken by three different people.
第一个是加勒自己讲的。
The first one is spoken by Caleb himself.
他说我专心跟从主我的神。
Saying, I have followed God with my whole heart.
第二个是摩西讲的哦。
Second is Moses.
摩西说你专心跟从主我的神。
Saying for you have followed the Lord my God.
第三个是谁讲的
？And third, who is the one who?
第三个是圣经讲的哦。
It is the Bible.
是神讲的哦。
It is God who says it.
因为他专心跟从主以色列的神。
Because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
所以啊，这三句话是贯穿了加勒的一生啊。
So the three phrases tie together the entire life of Caleb.
从年轻到年老啊，他专心跟从主他的神。
Since his youth to his old age, he always followed God.
也是我们刚刚信主的时候。
Sometimes when we just believe.
我们很热心啊。
We are very fervent.
哇，拜神。
We praise God.
聚会。
We go to service.
祷告。
We pray.
读经。
We read the Bible.
灵修。
We cultivate ourselves spiritually.
做好人，传福音，做圣工，参与教会。
We do good deeds. We do holy work and we preach.
经过三年。
After 3 years.
5年。
5 years.
10年。
10 years.
20年，30年，40年。
20, 30, 40 years.
当初那种热忱跑去哪里啦？
Where then is the zeal we had in the
beginning? 当初那种感动在哪里？
Where is the movement we experienced in the beginning?
在这里说啊，加勒年轻的时候专心跟从主。
Here we're told that in the beginning, in his young age, Caleb followed God.
他年老的时候，他一样专心跟从主。
When he was elderly, he also wholly followed God.
这不是他自己讲的。
This is not something he says himself.
自己讲的不算啊。
Because that counts as nothing.
如果加勒只有自己讲，我专心跟从主啊。
If Caleb self-reports that he wholly followed God.
结果主说，我跟你不熟啊。
But the Lord says, who are you?
这种讲这没有用啊。
Then of course that means nothing.
所以啊，今天我们啊，专心跟从主不是自己讲出来的。
So today, if we follow God, it is not something that we can say ourselves and that is it.
我们专心跟从主是我们定下的心志。
But rather, that is our heart and determination.
但是要被摩西所认同。
Nonetheless, we need to be acknowledged by Moses.
你身旁的人都看见了。
Those who are around you have to see it.
你说你专心跟从主。
If you say that you follow God wholeheartedly,
你家里的人也看见你专心跟从主。
Then your family should be able to see that that is what you are acting.
你的孩子也看见了你专心跟从主。
Your children should see that you are wholeheartedly following God.
到最后啊，神也给你印证了，是的，你专心跟从主。
And in the end, God will confirm that you follow Him wholeheartedly.
这个才是真的啊。
This is the only way this can become a true statement.
所以不要只是自己讲。
So let us not just speak out this thing ourselves.
要活出一个被别人所印证的生活。
But rather live a life that others can verify.
要活出一个被神所印证的生活。
And live a life that can be corroborated by God.
所以啊，他跟从主的心智啊，不随着年纪来改变。
Therefore, the heart with which Caleb followed God did not change with time.
所以他在这里说哦。
So here he says.
这是神所应许给我的。
This is what God promised to me.
我对神的应许从来没有忘记。
And to God's promise, I have never cast it into oblivion.
我要专心跟从主，这是我的心智。
For it is my heart to follow God wholly.
是从年轻到年老从来没有改变的。
From my young end to my old age, I shall never change.
在这里说啊， 我过去的力量如何，现今也如何啊。
Caleb also says, the strength which I have of old, I have today.
那这个加勒现在几岁了？
How old was Caleb?
加勒现在85岁了哦。
He was 85 years old.
哦，在85岁，在当时啊，已经算是年纪不小了。
At 85, of course, people were not young at that time.
哦，摩西说啊，这个啊，人啊，大概活70岁啊，强壮活80啊。
Moses in his psalm says that those people normally can live to 75, is strong to 85.
哦，但所以在他们这个年代啊，七八十已经算很老了。
Therefore, at that time, 70 or 80 was considered advanced age.
哦，但是在这里啊，加勒已经85岁了哦。
Here, Caleb is 85.
哦，但是他说啊，我当初如何，我现今也如何哦。
But still, he's able to say what I was in the past, I am now.
哦，所以啊，我要不论是征战。出入啊，我都能够做到啊。
So be it strength of war or going out and in, I can still do it.
你觉得你加勒的力量是一样的吗？
Do you think that Caleb really held his strength?
从事实上来讲，不可能的。
From a physical point of view, this is quite impossible.
一个40岁的人跟一个85岁的人力量绝对是不一样的、啊。
The physical strength of a 40-year-old and 80-year-old is absolutely different.
哦，就像啊，我们啊过了40的人呢、啊，就很有感触啦。
Just like us who have crossed over the barrier of 40 years old.
哇，20岁的时候上场打篮球。
We feel that when we are 20, we could go play ball.
哦，打三个小时，还可以下来喝个冰水啊，再继续上场。
After 3 hours of basketball, we can just take a sip of water and continue.
哇，40岁的时候啊
，When we are 40,
啊，上场跑两圈啊，不行啊，抬出去了。
When we walk 3 steps, run about twice, then we have to be carried out.
哦，在每年都有那个传道者的进修会哦。
Every year there is a minister's workshop.
哦，就是所有美国的传道啊，会聚在一起啊，上课啊。
Which basically is a gathering of the ministers and pastors, having some spiritual cultivation time together.
啊，那除了那个属灵上的操练啊，这个也是我们这个讲习会也是一个身体上操练的机会啊。
And apart from being a spiritual training, there is also a section of physical training.
啊，因为传道整天啊，整天都坐着不动啊，不是站讲台就是坐着看书啊。
Because preachers are quite static in the way they live. Either they are standing on the pulpit or sitting reading the Bible.
啊，要不然就是跪着祷告哈。
Or actually kneeling.
啊，所以啊，传道的生活很僵，传道的动作都很僵硬的。
The preachers actually move out very stiffly.
没有在运动啦。
Because they don't quite exercise.
啊，所以啊，这就是一年一度啊，哇，到那个讲习会啊，要运动哦。
And therefore, this seminar is also an opportunity to exercise a little.
啊，所以啊，都会有安排体育课啊，叫我们去踢足球啊。
And there are classes. Organized for us to play soccer.
哇，那真的是不行哦。
And it is quite hard.
哇，那个一场踢下来十分钟。
After 10 minutes of kicking about the ball,
啊，在旁边已经躺了一排了。
There is a row of preachers lying down because they can't take it anymore.
哦，我第一次去啊，第一次参加的时候啊。
The first time I participated,
我是里面最年轻的。
I was actually the less senior of them.
所以我打了15分钟啊。
So I was playing soccer for 15 minutes.
不行了，不行了啊。
But that was all I could give.
哇，好像那喘不过气来，好像心脏要从嘴巴里跳出来啊。
Seems I couldn't catch my breath and I was about to lose the pulse of my heart.
怎么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
想当年啊，想当年啊，想我20岁的时候，哇，可以这样子跑来跑去啊。
When I think back when I was 20, I could run about very freely.
啊，最后我得到一个结论啊。
And at last I came up with a conclusion.
啊，我也老了。
I am also old.
啊，真的啊，那个随着年纪的不同啊，那个体能啊一直在下降啊。
It is true that the more elderly we are, the less strength we have.
所以这个是一个事实。
This is a reality.
是人所不能超越的事实。
It is something we cannot change.
啊，但是为什么加勒会在这里说
？So why is it that Caleb says this?
他说我四十岁如何，我八十五岁也是如何呢
？Here I am the same as I was before.
哦，他的身体真的没有差，他的身体真的一样强壮吗
？Was he as strong now at 85 when he was 40 years old?
当然没有啦。
Of course not.
但是他哪一点是如何的？哪一点是相同的
？What is it that he held constant?
他靠着神得胜的力量是相同的。
The strength which he relied on God to overcome was the same.
他四十岁的时候，有神帮助他打赢敌人。
When he was 40, God aided him in defeating the enemy.
他八十五岁的时候，一样可以靠着神打赢敌人。
At age 80, he was also able to trust in God to obtain the victory.
所以这个不变的力量是在于神。
So this immutable force comes from God.
是因为 因为神的帮助。
It is because of the help of God.
所以不管在什么年纪，他都能够得胜他的敌人。
That no matter the age, he can always obtain the victory over the enemy.
这个是加勒的信心。
This is Caleb's faith.
也是神特别赞赏的一点。
And it's also a point that God finds praiseworthy.
所以啊，随着我们的年纪渐渐大了啊。
So as we age.
随着我们的体能渐渐的衰弱了。
So physical integrity diminishes.
我们有时候会发觉我们的行动可能不像过去这么灵活。
We find that our mobility is not as high as before.
我们的体力可能没有像以前那么充沛。
And our strength is not as abundant as before.
我们的反应可能没有像以前这么的快捷。
Our reaction times might be increased.
我们的思考可能没有像以前的这么全备。
Our reasoning power might also not be as sharp as before.
但是啊，有一点是不改变的。
There is something that need not be changed.
只要我们靠着神的能力，
as long as we trust in the strength of God,
我们就能够得胜。
Then the victory is ours.
过去如何，现今也如何。
What we were before, we can be that today.
能够越服事越美好。
And the more we serve, the better we become.
我们来看一下哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
哥林多后书的第四章的第十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节。
16.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。十七节。
17.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节。
18.
原来我们不是顾念所能见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。在这里啊，是保罗对我们说的。
This is what Paul says to us.
保罗说啊，我们随着年纪一天一天的老迈了。
We age day by day.
但是我们跟外面世界上的人是不一样的。
But we are not like the other people in this world.
外面世界上人啊，年纪越来越大。
For when the people in this world age,
就越来越害怕。
They are become more fearful.
不断的想要去抓个什么，去留下什么。
They try to grasp onto something or live, or leave a certain remembrance of themselves.
到最后离开世界是在恐惧当中离开的啊。
And they leave this world in fear.
在不甘当中离开的啊。
In unwillingness.
但是在这里啊，保罗告诉我们哦。
But here Paul says,
他说作为一个基督徒，我们不一样啊。
That as Christians we are different.
他说虽然我们一样身体渐渐的老迈，
because although our body perishes gradually,
这个外体渐渐毁坏啊，
although our outer being grows old,
皱纹出来了，
we have wrinkles,
白头发出来了，
we have white hair,
这渐渐的身体越来越差，
and slowly our body is not that strong,
但是在这里说我们可以内心一天心思一天，
yet our inward being can be stronger day by day,
这个外面越来越衰弱，
although we are weaker on the outside,
但是里面越来越强壮。
Inwardly, we are more and more renewed.
所以很多老人家虽然身体不是很好，
so although some of the elderly don't have such good health,
但是你可以看到他那个生命当中彰显出来那种属灵的力量啊。
You can see the spiritual life which they exude in their life.
他的生活让他的生活成为后他们孩子的榜样。
And their lives have become a model for their children.
他的一句话能够成为安慰人的良药。
And one word alone of them can be a medicine to comfort others.
他的虔诚祷告成为教会复兴的动力。
Their devout prayers become the moving force and driving force of the church.
是的，他们有办法像年轻人一样跑来跑去。
It is true that they cannot run about as when they were young.
但是从里面发出来，他就从里面可以发出来一个更大更有帮助的力量。
But what they bring out from within is a force that is even stronger.
所以这是加勒的力量。
And this is the strength of Caleb.
虽然年纪渐渐老迈，
although he grew old day by day,
虽然已经85了，
although he was 85,
但是靠着神，我过去如何，我现在也如何。
Through God, what I was before, I am now.
靠着神，我过去做圣工，我今天也可以做圣工。
Through God, I did holy work in the past, and I shall do holy work today.
我今天一样可以祷告，
and I can pray as well today.
我今天一样可以帮助人，
today I can help others out.
我今天 一样可以成为神眼中有价值的器皿。
And similarly, I can become a vessel worthy in the eyes of God.
所以在这里啊，加勒就对约书亚说
，This is what Caleb tells Joshua.
加勒说：“把这块地给我。
”Grant me then this land.
他要的是哪一块地
？What land was he talking about？
这一块地叫做希伯伦。
This land is Hebron.
希伯伦是以色列的圣地，哈。
Hebron is a holy place in Israel.
是以色列的历史传承当中最重要的一块地。
It is one of the most significantly important places in the history of Israel.
以色列人的祖先啊，都葬在这里啊。
The ancestors of the Israelites were buried here.
是他们最重视的一块地啊，给谁？给加勒啊。
A land that was the most esteemed, and it was to Caleb.
因为这是最好的地啊。
Because this was the most precious land.
但是在这里啊。最好的地啊，这个基伯伦也叫基列亚巴。
But we see here that Hebron is also called Arba.
亚巴是亚纳族中最尊大的人哦。
And here it says Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim.
所以最好的地上面住着最强大的敌人。
So on the best land dwelt the greatest enemy.
那加勒就是挑这块地啊。
But nonetheless, Caleb wanted this land.
我说加勒怎么这么大胆
？So why do we would we say that he was too bold?
挑那个最难打的
，picking the land which was the hardest to fight.
敌人最强大
，where the enemy was the strongest.
但是也是最肥沃的一块地啊。
But at the same time, the most fertile land.
因为对加勒来讲啊，都一样啊。
Because to Caleb, everything was the same.
反正都是靠神啊。
Because to him, everything was through the reliance of God.
85岁了，搞不好要拄拐杖啊。
At 85, maybe he walked with a stick.
所以对他来讲啊，打最强跟打最弱是一样的。
But to him, to fight the weaker one, the stronger one was no big deal.
反正我就是靠神啊。
Because to him, the only method was to rely on God.
所以既然这样，就挑一个最强的。
So if everything is the same, then why not pick the strongest enemy?
反正有神帮助我，我还怕什么呢？
Because if God is with me, why shall I fear?
所以啊，85岁的加勒啊。挑了一个最强大的敌人
Now at 85, Caleb picked for himself the strongest enemy.
就得到一块最美好的地
And as a result, he obtained the most desirable land.
所以啊，今天最好的土地上住着最强大的敌人啊。
Today also in the most precious land dwells the strongest enemy.
你今天可以得到什么样的地
？Today what land can you
inherit? 你可以在神面前得到什么样的奖赏
？What kind of reward can you gain before God?
你的信心如何，神就照着你的信心给你成全啊。
Then God will do everything according to your faith.
所以我们今天在生命当中，人生当中遇到很多敌人啊。
Today in life we face many enemies.
有的敌人小小的。
Some of our enemies are small.
像是啊，你吃饭莫倒朋友笑你。
For example, if you pray and say grace before a meal and people mock you.
这个小小的敌人啊。
It's just a small adversary.
这个我们不怕的。
To this we need not be afraid.
你也有那种大大的敌人啊。
And we have a strong and giant enemy.
像巨人族一样，亚纳族的。族长啊，亚纳族的首领在你面前啊。
Which are giants like the leaders of the tribe of Anak.
你上班。
When you go to work.
你星期六去上班，你星期六不来上班。
And but you don't go to work on Sabbath.
我就把你开除。
Then if you do that, your boss says, I will fire you.
我就有时候这个敌人很大，很大一个啊。
So now you see the enemy is of quite some stature.
你要付房租。
You have to pay your mortgage.
你要付水电。
You have to pay your bills.
你要付税。
You have to pay taxes.
你要养孩子。
You need to feed your children.
这都是一张一张你必须要面对的现实。
This is a reality that you need to face today.
你老板跟你讲啊，你礼拜六不上班，我把你开除。
But now you are told that you are going to be fired if you don't come to work on Sabbath.
哇，这个敌人好大。
Then the enemy then is formidable.
怎么办？
What do you do then?
所以这里啊，加勒啊，靠着神啊，就打败最大的敌人。
But here we see that Caleb, through God, defeated the greatest enemy.
同时得到一个最美好的土地啊。
And because of that, obtained one of the best lands around.
以色列有十二个支派。
There are 12 tribes in Israel.
平均每一个支派分到20-30座的城。
And on average, each tribe obtained 20-30 cities.
平均每一个支派都是20-30个城而已
So 20To 30 cities.
犹大支派有多大
？How about the tribe of Judah?
加勒带领下的犹大支派
，The tribe of Judah led by Caleb.
他们总共占据120座城啊
，Conquered in total 120 cities.
说一个信仰的领导哦
，So for a leader in the faith.
一个信仰的伟人
，For a hero in the faith.
能够得到更多的奖赏，更多的荣耀
，In order to obtain such great rewards and glory.
所以120座城的犹大族
，We see that he obtained 120 cities.
加勒是族长
，And of this tribe, Caleb was a leader.
我们再看回来，我们看回来约书亚记啊。
Let us return to Joshua.
约书亚记的第十五章。
Joshua chapter 15.
约书亚记第十五章。
Joshua chapter 15.
第十三节
Verse 13
约书亚记的第十五章的第十三节
Joshua chapter 15 verse 13
十三节
13.
约书亚照神所吩咐的将犹大人中的一座 一段地就是基列亚巴分给耶弗尼的儿子加勒亚巴是亚纳族的始祖基列亚巴就是希伯伦十四节
14.
加勒就从那里赶出亚纳族的三个族长就是示甩亚西曼达买十五节
15.
又从那里上去攻击底壁的居民那底壁从前名叫基列西佛十六节
16.
加勒说谁能攻打基列西佛将城夺取我就把我的女儿亚撒给他为妻十七节
17.
加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子厄陀涅夺取了这城加勒就把女儿亚撒给他为妻好那这里是讲到、啊、加勒就开始攻打希伯伦、哦、
Here we are told how Caleb started to fight Hebron for Hebron
那在这里、啊、讲到另外一个人、啊、
And now we are told about another person
他说是加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子厄陀涅、哦、
Which is Otoniel as mentioned in verse 17
他说这个人就出来、啊、把那个最难打的城给他打下来了
Otoniel came and defeated the most difficult enemy
所以在这里我们看到、啊、他们家族里面不是只有加勒一个勇士、哦、
So we see that in the family of Caleb he's not the only hero
这个厄陀涅是谁
And who is this Otoniel
这是士师记当中的第一个士师、啊、
Otoniel is the first judge in the book of
所以那个约书亚后面就是士师时代了
Of Joshua, and after Joshua, we now come to the time of the judges.
他说啊，士师时代啊，国中一片混乱啊。
And we are told also that in judges there was no order in the land.
神就拣选了厄陀涅起来带领以色列百姓哦。
And God therefore chose Othniel to guide the people.
厄陀涅是谁
？Who is Othniel?
是加勒的侄子啊。
Yeah, he is the nephew of Caleb.
所以这个是一个英雄世家，英雄家族啊。
Therefore, this is a family of mighty men.
所以这个。厄陀涅成长的过程当中、哦、
And as for the upbringing of Othniel
亲眼看见他的叔叔或伯伯、哦、看见这个加勒、啊、怎么样有信心、啊、
We know how this young Othniel saw his uncle act with great bravery
哦，亲眼见证、啊、他这个加勒、啊、如何靠着神打下这个希伯伦啊
Seeing with his own eyes how his uncle defeated Hebron by relying on God
啊，甚至啊他自己也亲身参与到其中哦
And he also had a hand in it
好、哦，所以这个是什么？这是一个信仰的榜样啊
This is an example of the faith
啊，加勒啊真的是啊在凡事上给他的后代子孙留下榜样
Caleb left a very worthy example to his descendants
哦，这个靠神
Through relying on God
能够拼命
Through putting all in all,
更能够默默的服侍
and also to serve with his head bowed.
这都是他留下给他孩子的榜样
These are all examples that he left to his
所以从他的子孙当中出英雄啊
So from his descendants, we see many mighty men.
从他的子孙当中出领导者啊
and many leaders coming from his family.
所以我们今天呢、啊、也要问问自己啊
Today, let us ask ourselves.
作为教会里面的年长者
Today, as elderly in the church.
作为我们孩子的父母亲
Today, being parents of our children.
作为宗教教育的老师
and being religious education teachers.
我们给我们周遭的人，我们的孩子留下一个什么样的榜样
？What sort of example are we showing to the people around us and our children?
在这里，因为我们的榜样会直接影响到我们的下一代。
Our example certainly influences the next generation.
我们的信心会直接影响到我们的下一代。
Our faith also affects the next generation.
我们的服事会直接影响到我们的下一代。
Our servitude affects the servitude of the next generation.
所以加勒自己给孩子做了最好的榜样。
Caleb, made himself the best example for his descendants.
让孩子知道靠着神没有打不下的城堡。
So they may know that there is no fortification that cannot be torn down with the reliance.
靠着神没有打不败的敌人。
With the support of God, there is no enemy which can go undefeated.
所以他的孩子啊，也是继承一样的信仰。
Therefore, their children, his children, inherited the same faith.
所以求主耶稣今天也赐给我们力量啊。
The Lord also strengthen us today.
而给我们智慧。
May He grant us wisdom.
使我们明白这种信仰传承的重要。
That we may understand the importance of the passing on of the faith.
在我们忙碌我们的生活当中。
As we are busy and ever so busy in this life.
除了在意我们孩子的学业。
Apart from taking care of the academic.
我们要在意他的信仰。
Let us also put some focus on their faith.
除了 催逼他们在除了专注，希望他们有更好的成就。
Apart from pushing them to be more accomplished,
我们要注意他跟神的关系。
Let us also take into consideration the relationship.
使得能够在我们的信仰当中
，so that in our faith,
建立一个信仰的英雄家族。
We can establish a family of mighty men for Christ.
使我们能够作为后代子孙的榜样。
That we might be the example of the generations to come.
成为后代子孙信仰的模范。
And therefore become the prime example for others to follow.
我们看一下提摩太后。
Let us see Second Timothy.
提摩太后书
Second Timothy.
第一章
Second Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第四第五节
Verse 5.
提摩太后书的第一章第五节
Second Timothy chapter 1, verse
5. 第五节
5.
想到你心里无伪的信，这信是在先在你外祖母罗姨和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。好，那这里是保罗讲到一个年轻的工人叫做提摩太啊。
Paul here mentions a worker called Timothy.
提摩太很年轻，但是就很重要。
He was very young, but also very important.
很年轻就在服侍神。
And at a young age, he already served God.
很年轻，在神眼里就很有价值。
In his youth, he also was highly esteemed by God.
有无伪的信。
He had an indomitable faith.
为什么
？Why？
是他特别好吗
？Is it that he was very outstanding？
天生很虔诚吗
？That he was naturally born very pious？
没有啊，这里讲说啊。因为啊，是从你的外祖母而来啊。
No, here it says that the reason is his grandmother.
又传到你的母亲。
And then passing this faith to the mother.
你的母亲再传到你的身上。
And then because of your mother, it is in you today.
这个就是信仰的传承。
This is the passing on of the faith.
所以我们今天领受从上一代领受到什么样的传承
？Today, what sort of inheritance we receive from our previous generation?
上一代的见证你知道吗
？Do you know the testimonies of your ancestors?
上一代的恩典你知道吗
？Do you know the grace that was showered upon them?
上一代为什么信主你知道吗
？Why is it that they came to believe?
如果你什么都不知道
，If you do not know where they came,
如果你什么都不在乎
，If you do not care about it,
请问你要传什么给你的孩子
？Then what then do you have in store for your children?
你要怎么样维持你孩子的信仰？
How do you want to preserve the faith of your children?
你自己有做榜样吗
？Are you an example to them?
你自己对信仰有追求吗
？Do you have your own genuine pursuit of the faith?
你在信仰上面能够得胜吗
？Can you be victorious with your own faith?
如果不能
，If the answer is no，
如果你本身不重视
，If you yourself do not care about this thing，
如果你本身不努力
，If you do not strive for this，
请问你要留什么给你的孩子
？Then what shall you leave？Your children.
你要让你的孩子在什么样的环境下长大
？And under what circumstance and environment shall they grow？
你又对你的孩子的信仰能有什么样的期望
？What kind of expectation can you harbor for your children？
所以加勒是个信仰的英雄。
Caleb is the hero in the faith.
信仰的伟人。
He is a mighty man.
所以他的孩子就看到了他的榜样。
And his children saw his example.
所以他的家族当中出现信仰的英雄。
So from him came many mighty men of the faith.
所以求主耶稣带领我们每一个人。
May the Lord guide us.
尤其照顾帮助我们的年长者。
Especially in taking care of our elderly.
而让我们的长辈啊能够有健壮的身体。
So that they can have very healthy lives.
更要有健壮的灵魂。
And moreover than this, a healthy spirituality.
能够用他的智慧来引导我们后我们来引导我们
so they can conduct us with their wisdom
更能够用他的信仰给我们做一个榜样
and also lead us in the faith through their example
不管年老的还是年轻的
no matter if we are young or old
都能够寻找到自己在教会里面能够付出的位置
may we able to find the place in which God wants us to serve in the church
借着祷告
through prayer
借着工作
through working
借着努力
through striving
借着信心
through faith
一起来建立神的家
let us all build up God's house
回报主的恩
and repay God for his wonderful grace
我们一起唱诗219首
let us sing him 219